We're starting up next with our final panel before lunch. Two panelists going to speak about privacy law. One of them is my partner, Rachel. Is Rachel? Do we have Rachel? All right. Make sure we've got Rachel. There she is. All right. So, yes. And Rachel is a partner I work with frequently. Ashley Fisher is coming up here from the private sector today. Ashley is the general counsel for Tiff's Treats, an e-commerce delivery chain headquartered in Austin. She's CIPP US certified. Before working at Tiff's Treats, she worked for other important companies in the area, HEB, and then presumably in San Antonio, and then Marathon Petroleum, as well as Sirius. I'm familiar with all these companies. Great in-house departments as well. Anyway, great to have Ashley here with us today. And then Rachel, who I mentioned, is the head of our compliance and data governance team at Holland & Knight. Keeps track of all of the state laws which come in on it, probably since she entered the door at the back of the room this morning. She advises clients on navigating the complex web of global laws to develop enterprise privacy and AI governance programs and risk-adjusted solutions for data-driven products. Rachel partners with clients to achieve successful product launches through early-stage business guidance on implementation of privacy by design and negotiation of complex data partnerships. Leveraging her work as an in-house counsel to a global financial institution to help clients build repeatable, defensible, scalable processes for mitigating information risk and implement best-in-class data management practices. And she actually does all that stuff. It's not just work. So anyway, wonderful to present them, and I'll let them take it from here.
Can you just bear with us one moment while we get set up on the computer?
You can see the slides, but we can't.
We can't see the slides. It's not really helpful. Okay. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Is that easier? You put the computer in the middle, or
yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna wreck the system here. Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you. So that was a lovely introduction. Thank you very much, Bart. I appreciate you. And I'll let Rachel jump in.
Yeah. So thank you, Texas, for having me down here today. So we are going to play a little game called Two Truths and a Lie, privacy style. I'm going to start off giving a brief overview of the current landscape on the privacy law front, which, as Bart noted, seems to be constantly changing every day right now. And then we will get into our game where we will go through some common misconceptions about privacy law and attempt to help you all get a foundation for understanding how to take all these different social media posts that you hear about, all these state laws and different things that are out there, and put it into a framework to help you figure out how to comply with these laws. And then we'll wrap up with some key takeaways. We did introductions. We can skip that. So on the legal landscape right now, we've put the state privacy laws up here because for most companies in the trenches, this is the place where you're spending the most amount of time and where you're most likely to have a law that is applicable to you. This is a sampling in terms of there's a number of data type specific or sectoral specific laws that also may come into play, but we only have 45 minutes. On the state privacy law front, this has been a very active season at state legislatures, to the point that I wrote this slide and then there's two new laws that have passed the legislature since I wrote this and are now waiting for a signature. So that's Vermont and Minnesota. This is a very high-level overview within each of the categories. You see here there's some nuance as to what compliance requires. But this is just intended to show that there is a kind of landslide of new state laws coming online. All of these apply to data that relates to residents of the states. So you may not have a lot of operations in these states, but depending on your business model, they may nonetheless apply, and we will get into that in our little game. There are definitely some themes across the state laws, but then for every theme that's out there, there's often somebody who has a little bit of variation of a theme. As you can see from the timeline, again, it's an onslaught. Every month or so, there seems to be something new that is going into effect right now. We're kind of scheduled out till the beginning of 2026, but now we're starting to see new laws with summer 2026 effective dates proposed, and we expect to be expanding this timeline at any time.